This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Latin Generation Panel Repertoire Group call on 7th November 2017. In the call, we have Matt, Marjana, Dennis, Michael, Pitinan, Samad, and Amadou. Over to you, Marjana.
Yeah, Amadou. As you can see from the agenda, and the agenda is on the screen, I put something on the agenda. We can add some at the end if I still need something. So first, I want to discuss how should we process languages with EGI DS equals 5, and what could be the criteria for language selection, and how shall we proceed with this. I must say I'm not, I don't have a lot of ideas about this, but please, if you have any ideas, should we do it, and what will be the criteria for language selection, I want to hear from you whatever you have to say. So the floor is open. Sarmad, please.
So thank you, Mariana. Just a suggestion. I would probably suggest that we consolidate the work which has been done for languages 0 through 4 and probably at that time revisit to see whether, you know, there is more work to be done for languages 5 because, you know, maybe we'll discover more things when we, I guess, put all this together. So I guess I'm suggesting, when I'm saying consolidating, I'm actually suggesting put this whole thing in a document and, you know, shape it up a bit and see how it starts to look. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. I say nothing against your proposal. At least I like it very much, but I wanted to raise the question to see what the other people are thinking. Matt, please.
I think we should follow the criteria that we have, and we should include languages of EGIDS if we have any support that language is on the border of being EGIDS level 4. So we shouldn't go on the size of the population, rather we should use the normal criteria.
Okay, but what do you think about the Sarmad proposal? I think that's very reasonable proposal that we should finish languages 1 to 4 to clean all the things which are not clear now to us. I mean, we have to investigate some problems which we mentioned up to now, and when we finish processing of the languages 1 to 4, after that to see, should we have some time to process some of the EGIDS number 5 languages? I didn't think that way. I think it's a good proposal. Sarmad, please. Then Max again.
Thank you. So I just wanted to add further that one of the reasons I suggest that is that you know, we really need to go and look at, you know, what's really the residual material or code points which are left after the current analysis, and it may actually be that you know, some of the code points which are left out may actually, you know, once we have a cleaner version, you may actually see the path forward, I guess, more easily. Thank you.
Matt, please.
Well, I think it could be a good idea to start working on the material that we have at the same time as we see if there are any languages of level 5 that we want to include, because that language has as a status very close to level 4. I do not think that we should strive to include all the characters in MSR2, because what we should have are the characters that support the languages that meet the criteria, rather than trying to find a language that uses some code point or character that we have not found any language for. There is no reason to include all characters in MSR2.
Okay, Sarmat, please.
Right. So I guess I was actually suggesting it the other way around, which is that if the residual is not really significant, then working across all those additional EG, IDS, 5 languages may really not really add anything to the repertoire which has been included. So I was actually thinking of it along those lines. Thank you.
There was discussion around, and I'm not very, very, I'm not sure that I can make any conclusion up to now. Although I like the idea to finish first the task we have almost fulfilled, we probably could clean some of the problems using, in email and during telephone conferences before our face-to-face meetings in January. Some of most problematic things could be left for this face-to-face meeting. Must please, I'm just thinking aloud, must please.
I think your thinking is very good. I think that we should start working on the material that we have, so that we understand whatever problems that we meet. But we may at the same time look at the EG IDS 5 languages to see if any of them seem to be at the level where we should include them. And otherwise, if we should include all of them, we have to change the criteria. And at the same time as we finish things, if we find 1, 2, or 3 EGIDS 5 languages, then it's no problem to process that and maybe add a few more characters. We also have a task from ICANN 60, and that is to clarify the inclusion and exclusion criteria.
Yes, I forgot it. But you guys who was writing inclusion and exclusion criteria, I would ask you to investigate and try to let's say clarify the criteria. But we have to make some plans. What to do first, what to do second, how to do it, what we have decided, and so on. Before the so the second topic of agenda number two, we shall skip it for now. And let's try to, we have discussed it a little bit. So I don't think that it should be our, it has high priority in our work. So we should try to do, to organize somehow to the next two tasks which are in front of us. One is to clarify all the problems what we have. Sorry, I'm hearing something very, like if someone is scratching the glass or something like this. Matt, please.
Yes, well, I have a question to Meika, because I feel that Meika is maybe the one that has the best view. When you look at the list of EGIDS 5 languages, do you see languages there that you feel that are strong and maybe be close to 4?
Yes, I mean, I don't have that list at hand, but I can tell you that from a linguistic point of view, the whole EGIDS scale rating thing is very weak, because most of the information these things are based on when it comes to languages spoken mainly outside the global north or the west or Europe and North America, data is very weak. So the criteria suggested by MSR and the procedure for which EGIDS scale ratings should be a proxy are only very loosely applicable in this context. So generally I would say you have to skim through the list, but I don't have the list at hand. In short,
okay,
don't put too much faith in the value of EGIDS scale ratings, because these ratings are very weak. I hope that's helpful.
Do you have a link to an invitation to the list out? But maybe you haven't looked at it.
Yeah, I have sent yesterday the link to a table with EGIDS 5 languages, but
it's by email you send it.
No, I sent invitation from Google Docs to share three documents yesterday evening. It was maybe a little bit late. I cannot remember exactly.
I posted the link to the one that lists the EGIDS 5 languages.
Yeah, Matt sent the link in
the chat box.
In the chat box, yeah.
Okay, I saw the list now. I'm taking a look at it. Give me 5 minutes and I can tell you something. Thank you.
Okay. And this table is sorted by the number of population. So the language with the most population is on the top. With the highest population is on the top.
So I really think that we should start processing now. So it's more a question of asking members to start doing certain things. We have looking at the code points outside of MSR2, for example, and see if it's correct that they're outside and judge, have a suggestion if we should try to have it included or not. because the integration panel, they asked us for an early list of what we consider including. And should make sure that what we send to them must not be anything that is not P-valid, because that's embarrassing to send out to IP. So that's the first check.
Is it the only criteria that the code should be P-valid? Is there any other properties that this code should have? I mean, I know that it has to be P-valid, but is there anything more that should be fulfilled? That's my question, because I'm not good in that area.
It must be normalization form C.
I know that there are two kinds of normalization.
Yeah. And
Form C.
And also Sarmad talked about that in the ICANN 60, about or referred to. There's a document stating that anything that looks like an apostrophe is completely unacceptable as a code point.
So it means all this. Commas and whatever, it is very similar to apostrophe, cannot be allowed.
The RFC 6912.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, it's in the chat box. It's Sarmad that sent that. We should read that. And probably all the code points that look like an apostrophe must be rejected. Quite a bit of what we have listed in the Excel spreadsheet that you have created.
Okay, so someone should look at this spreadsheet I sent with all these code points out of the MFR tool and clean it of everything with what is not P-valid and which is not compliant with RFC 6912. And I can do it. I will do it. I will clean from everything which does not comply those two things. Maybe if I have some problems with normalization form or whatever, I will ask someone to help me, but I don't expect it. And for the next meeting, I will prepare this. I expect 2 or 3, also maybe 10 code points to be left. We should see. So at least for me, it is now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it would be a good idea if more than one person work with this. So we have at least two persons working with it. So would it maybe reaching different conclusions, because it's an important step.
So we can quit volunteering to work with me on it, because if we have the approach for two people to look at the same material, we can make some agreement that I think this code points should be excluded and mark them somehow, and the second person could revise what I have done, and we shall find some concordance between our responses, and it will be very very easy to clean the, those cold points in such way. That's just the first thing which popped up of my head. But if there is any other better proposal, I'm okay with it.
I think I could help you with that, or be the other person if no one else.
We shall do it. I will do first round. You will do. We can just. I will put just two columns more in the same table and say Matt and Mirjana, and we shall put E exclude in the column, and we shall see how we see all the material. So it can be done very. In reasonable amount of time.
And I think that we should take a look at the reference too, and see so that there is no misunderstanding of the code.
That's a good proposal. Look at the reference.
And then the other thing is to look at the EBIDS 5 languages to see if we should include any of these, and I feel that Makel is qualified. Are you willing to do that, and someone else to do that also?
Can you be a bit more precise? What exactly? You're saying review the entire list of EGIDS KF5 rating languages?
Looking at those languages and take make a suggestion of if any of them should be included in our list of languages, because they are near closer to the four than. Yeah, being high up.
I can try. What do you have any ideas? Like what kind of time frame do you see for that kind of work? Because that's quite a lot. I saw what is 150 languages or something, right?
Yeah, there is more than 100. I 110 or something like this. But
we could also. Make a decision that we only include languages with at least 1 million speakers according to the list. Or we'd start to look at those. The ones, those are 31 languages, or 30 languages, 29 languages. And start with those and see what it gives. Maybe that's more, reasonable tasks to start with.
Sure, I mean, we can work from the top, from the based on numbers of speakers as they are listed there. That's not a problem.
Yeah. So, anyone else that could do that, so that we are two persons doing that task too?
So this is Armand. I have a question.
Sorry,
yes,
Sarma, I didn't see your hand.
Sarma,
please.
So I guess the question is that suppose like if somebody is looking at these languages and they want to decide whether it has to be in or out, what is the criteria which is going to be used to decide that? So I think that's something we should probably discuss as well.
Well, we have decided that in the criteria itself, right? So if we don't change those, and of course the final decision will be kind of subjective.
Right, so the criteria basically for languages was that they are EGIDS scale 1 through 4. That was the inclusion criteria for the languages. The other criteria was for actually the code points, not the languages, right? So now we are going beyond that criteria. So do we actually have a clear criteria on how to process these level 5 languages?
Well, we have in our criteria, we wrote something, and I'm trying to you will find my link to the criteria. I'm sorry, does anyone have the link to the our criteria document?
Yeah, I'm going there right now, so I'll just share it in a second. You can go to the wiki page as well.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, so here's the link in case you want to go there directly.
Thank you. We wrote something about it.
Right. So it says that inclusion of code point languages with EGIDS 5 may be included in special cases where there is additional evidence that it is in widespread use, notwithstanding its formal EGIDS rating. So it just says that there is evidence that it's in widespread use. Not really sure what, how to translate that into like a criteria.
Right, and we have to trust the judgment of those looking at it.
So, just as an example, for Arabic, we also considered level 5 languages. There were quite a few. We shortlisted only one, which we included eventually. And the criteria we used was that that particular language, since we're really talking about top-level domains, which is based on writing system and use of the language's writing system, we said that we'll use any language which has active newspapers, you know, multiple newspapers published, daily newspapers, or it's actively used in written media. So that was one of the criteria. So, you know, if there was a 2 or 3 newspapers published in a language, one would select it. Just as an example.
Yeah, that seems to be a reasonable interpretation of widespread use in the setting that we're talking about. So, unless we update the inclusion criteria, this is what we have.
Right. So then are we suggesting a similar criteria here as well?
Well, I think that the interpretation of written media is a good one. Written could mean either newspapers or of course, digital media. It doesn't have to be printed media.
Right. Yeah, so I guess the important thing was that we were looking at, even if it's online or it's in print, the newspapers were, you know, either it was a daily or like a weekly, but not like one of those very infrequent things.
But if we start looking at the ones in the top, maybe not 30, just like 10, the 10 most, and see how it is to try to make a judgment of them. Could anyone else besides Michael take this task? Any volunteer? Michael, is it okay for you to start by yourself?
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
Jean-Paul volunteered, so Jean-Paul and Michael start looking at those, at the EGIDS 5 languages. And we have the criteria of widespread use. And so one interpretation of that is that it's used in some kind of media, regular media. See if that it works to use that for inclusion. Okay, and then we have the proposed clarification of the principles. Should we were some things like the NFC and non-NFC code points that should be clarified. What do you think, Miana?
I have problem with these clarifications. I almost didn't understand what they want from us during this meeting. So I'm sorry. I might not be, I was not tired, but I cannot remember what integration panel, what kind of suggestions they had for us. I thought you understood it.
Yeah, okay.
I have that problem.
I don't find the link to the text. I only have this PDF that Sarmad sent the link to. I could start looking at it if
maybe Bill could help you because he is more familiar. I think he understood what they think. But it was not some major correction. It was something in English and I'm sorry, I can't help with it. Please,
I think we should. Yes, we should be more explicit in the criteria, take less to be understood explicitly express things so they understand that we are taking that, we are using that as a criteria. So we assume that Bill, he's not in the meeting, but I will ask him if he can accept that.
I
don't find my link to the document.
I was trying to find it, but I can't at this moment. It is somewhere.
Okay.
But we know exactly what we are talking about.
The link to the document.
Yeah. Just a moment, I might find it.
You are the owner of the document, so you should be able to see it in your Google Docs collection.
Yeah, I think.
So I shared the link in the chat box. Is this what you're looking for?
Sarmad found it.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sarmad.
So all these links are actually available at the Latin GP Wiki, just for future reference.
Yes.
Okay.
We are always forgetting this. Yes, all the links are there.
Okay.
It is not a big document.
So then we have, if we go to your agenda, Miliana.
Sorry?
Yes, if we look at the agenda, I think we have gone through 1 to 5.
Uh, I didn't put the clarification of the criteria for inclusion and exclusion in the agenda, in the today agenda, because I forgot it. But we can add it as item number. Let's first see what we have done up to this moment. It is 20, we have 20 more minutes till the end. We have agreed that you and Matt and me, we shall look for all those code points which are outside NSR2 and try to clear the list. We have agreed that Michael and Jean-Paul will look at EGIDS 5 languages and see if there is anything interesting there for us. And now we have we have discussion the clarification of the criteria for inclusion and exclusion for the code point, which is not in my agenda, but we could add it later. And I'm now stuck. I don't know what we have concluded about it, but please help me.
Can you say that again? The inclusion criteria.
We have to clarify we have to make some clarification of the criteria for inclusion and exclusion of the code point. That was the comment from the integration panel. And we were discussing this, who could do it. And you said that you will look at it, and I said you could ask help from Bill, probably. Or maybe
yes.
I understood something wrong.
Yeah. One example is that we don't make it explicit that that the code point must be NFC to be included. So that is an example that we should make explicit.
Okay. So you could do it.
Yes, I will do it. I will make a suggestion.
Okay. Then, yes, just put the suggestion, and I think Bill could remember clearly what was the thoughts about it. So we shall have this item also finished. Have we concluded the clarification of the principles at this moment? We have who is doing what. And now there is one more, and I shall put this in the agenda, which I forgot to put in the first round. And now we have one more item to discuss. This is the list of the languages which had some problems during processing. Different members had some problems with processing. This is the list of the languages for the second round, or it is called something like this. I will put the link in a moment in the chat room. Just a moment. So here is the link. The link of the languages with which we had some problems during the first round of processing. We said that last time, before we went to item 60, that the GP members should start looking at those languages and read the comment, which is usually written in red, and try to resolve it somehow. But I didn't see that we have done anything up to now, although there is a meeting in, there is an ICANN meeting, and I'm sure we couldn't do it in the same time. We have 26 such, let's say, problems. Should we propose some other way of resolving this? No idea. Max, please.
Yes, I mean, it has been, to some extent it's been resolved, and if we cannot find a complete solution to something, we have to reach out, otherwise, to see if we can find some help somewhere.
Michael wants to say something.
Yeah.
Something else.
Michael,
please.
Yes, thank you. You're saying that there is no progress on the list of languages remaining from the first round of the repertoire group, because there is progress on them.
Sorry, I didn't understand what you just said.
Okay. Now you were speaking about the list. Problems for second review, right?
Yes, that's it. Yes, I'm speaking
okay,
about
you, and you said there has been not any changes to that list, right?
No changes up to now.
Well, this is not correct. There are changes.
Where?
For example, I myself have reviewed several languages, and I wrote into the column under review or reviewed.
We are looking in this. Is this the list of 26 languages?
Yes.
And I don't see. Maybe we are looking. Are we looking in the same list, in the same table? Because
yeah, for example,
reviewed by.
For example, Dwala. 18. It's I was reviewing it last week. I was working on that.
18.
Then, for example.
Oh, you put under review Michael Moody in a different column. That's why I was.
For example, 8 Uzbek. I completed the review of that.
Okay, Michael. Sorry, I was looking.
Or Lithuanian 3. Or Kirundi 2.
You are putting the review mark in the column G, and we open the column I for the person who reviewed. Okay, I will arrange it. I was not looking in the proper column, that's it.
Ah, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah, you didn't see review by. Yeah, and you put in the process by. That's okay. That's just moving the information from one column to another. That's the list will be smaller.
Yeah, the problem is that there are two lists right now, because one is problems for second review, and the other is the general list. So since I only saw this one column, I put it here all in the same column, whereas in the other list, where we have two different columns, I split it up into two.
Okay, Michael, everything is okay. Okay, Michael, thank you very much. I thought no one is doing anything about it. So the list is smaller, and it's just the a few moves of the information from one column to another, and we shall see how much languages are left for reviewing. Okay, you are doing it, but I was asking the other people from the panel to try to find a way in some solution for these problems. Otherwise, at the end, we shall discuss them during our face-to-face meeting. We should have 3 days. And we should probably have every data prepared for making, for producing the last report up to 22nd, or the end, up to the end of the January. Okay, that's clear. So that's clear up to now. I shall try to do something myself. Michael, your hand is still up. Do you want to say something? Oh no. Mass?
Yeah, I forgot lowering it.
Okay, thank you very much. So, we have discussed almost everything I had on the agenda for today. We added one point to the agenda.
I have, yeah.
Yes, please, Mass, say.
I have a question. Amika, you have reviewed these a number of these languages. Have you updated the code point repertoire document after your review, or how have you handled that?
You are asking if I added code points to the list?
After review, I mean, for example, the Marshallese, row 5. You have reviewed that, and I assume that your text, and you suggest using characters with a dot below as a variant, and then having Cedil also, including those. And have you added that to the repertoire?
Yes, I have.
So, everything which is done here is kind of has moved into the repertoire, so there's nothing more to do.
No, where I could, where I was able to identify correct code points, I added them to the repertoire if they were not already part of the repertoire. If they were already part of the repertoire, I duplicated rows and copied the evidence for that particular language into that row.
Okay.
Okay? So that's the way we're supposed to do it, right?
Yes. And some of the places it says needs further research. So,
yeah, there were some of these are still from earlier rounds, so it was from the first time I looked at these. So now when I was reviewing, I was looking at what other people had done. There were a couple of languages I ran into during the first round where we simply had a lack of data, for example. And some of this, in some cases, we need to reach out to experts, to members of the communities or something, and in some cases we need to discuss them. I assume that the best occasion for discussing such cases may be face-to-face meeting, but that's for the group to decide, I guess.
In some way we need to kind of finalize the languages, say that we're not.
There are some where the situation was unclear, and I said it needs further research. So, for example, what was it? Chechen. There were no clear orthography statements, and it was unclear if the orthography was still in use or not. I found very conflicting evidence when I was researching it, and this was weeks or even months ago. So I made some notes in case I would remember later. I even wrote an email to a researcher who's an expert on Chechen, but I never got an email. So that means I need to find someone else who knows details. I never got a reply. So I need to find someone else who's an expert on the language to tell me if and how the language makes use of Latin script today or not. Obviously, anyone else is welcome to join the effort.
Yes, of course.
It's surprising with a language of such high EBIDS rating. as two, that's unclear. So.
The point, I think it's frequently the case. I mean, there were no good orthography statements, and then there was conflicting data as to whether the Latin alphabet is actually in use or not.
Yeah.
Because they have been going from writing system to writing system. So you have such problems in areas of the world where several writing systems are in competing use. There are frequently some people have moved from one orthography to another. It's a very typical situation, for example, for many languages which used to be spoken in former Soviet countries, because like the Soviet rule, they would force people to shift to Cyrillic. In some cases, once the Soviet rule ended, these people would move back to Latin or to Arabic in some cases, but then they moved from Latin back to Cyrillic because they found actually it was easier to use, even though there were political issues. So, it's very much dependent on the area of the world. I think Mariana may know one of the other
yeah,
of situation.
That's it. That's the policy. Okay, such examples can be left till the end, or said that we didn't properly process this language because of the lack of the evidence and so on. It is not expected for us to solve all the problems in all languages using Latin language. So thank you very much, Michael. You are doing this job because it is a little bit peculiar one, and it took a lot of time to find everything what is necessary. So I'll try when I finish cleaning. non-MSR to cope points with maths. I'll try to help as much as I can, but because I'm not expert, I can only propose something. I cannot make the final decision. Okay. Any more discussion about this topic?
I just wanted to say that I think the best solution for the moment is to work on those code points, work on those languages where other people have had issues, and then at a later stage I can go back to those languages where I had problems myself, and I can see if I can find better data by now, and if not, I'll have to write some emails or stuff, and we can see which ones need discussing within the group and which ones need further data and which ones can be resolved and not. So, I don't think it's a showstopper anyhow.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Max, please.
Yeah, well, this brings me back to the discussion about EJIDS-5, because so the question is where we should put our focus. Should we try to finalize the EJIDS-1 to 4 before we start with 5? So or should we do this in parallel? I mean, maker cannot do it in parallel, but
he can't.
We only have one maker, but maybe Jean Paul could decide if Jean Paul should start working with ADRD5 or reviewing 1 to 4. What do you say, Jean Paul?
He's typing something. Yeah, because it is more important for us to clean this table which is Michael is working on right now. And I will propose that Jean Paul could, if he feels confident, he could start by himself to look at EJIDS-5 languages and see what was his thoughts about it. Yes?
So this is Sarmad.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are also other people in the Latin Generation panel. Would it be useful to reach out to them to volunteer for these tasks over email, maybe? Just to get more people.
Volunteer said he will look for EGIDS 5. We can, I will ask people in, after, when speaking on sense, send in the future the notes from this meeting, I will ask people to start looking with, to send me a note if they want to volunteer in looking at EGIDS 5 languages to see if there is any interesting there, and there is about 30 languages in it. I looked just slightly, first 5 languages, only one of them had some other letters than plain ASCII, so it might not be a lot of challenges looking at those languages, but nobody knows. So we have one person up to now, it is Jumbo, and Michael will look with do whatever he can with this second round of processing languages, and I will ask other people if they will look at EGIDS 5 languages. If someone wants to, it's okay. Michael, do you want to say something? I can. And Matt, you both had your hands up. I didn't see who was the first and who was the second. Matt, lower down. Michael, your hand is still up, please.
I didn't want to say something about this. I was wondering if someone could briefly summarize what happened with the during the face-to-face meeting with IP and stuff like that, and because I didn't quite understand the situation regarding I understood from your earlier comments that there were some suggestions made by IP as to what we were supposed to do regarding some bits, but we can also do this in session because I think we're on the hour now, more or less.
Matt will provide you the right information. I think all the other things worked pretty well.
Yes.
There was some discussion about these principles, and Matt will inform you. Matt, please.
Two things that I have from the IP. Firstly, they wanted a list of character or code points outside of MSR2 as quickly as possible. So that's one. And the second one was that they had some questions on the principle, and that is mainly because we have not been explicit enough. So those are the two things that I remember or have understood from the IP discussion or comments.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, that was all. Although the meeting lasted, let's say, we spent the whole time sitting in the room and talking about different things, but the main points are those two which Matt said, and all the other things somehow I cannot remember. Maybe Sarmad could say a few things about it, because he was present all the time at Bitina. Sarmad, there was not a big issue during our Latin GP
public. So I think one of the things which probably happened was that they were repeating their comments which they've already submitted on the principles. So I guess if you want to go into that discussion, it is probably just good to see their written comments as far as the principles are concerned. And I guess they would be, you know, whatever they were saying there, I guess they were just trying to explain their comments, which has already been passed back to us. The other, obviously, I guess what they were suggesting, one thing which came out very clearly was that they were saying that 0 to BC or any code points which are similar to punctuation marks are just not possible for inclusion I guess,
yeah.
And they were also referring to RFC 6912, where they were saying that it's not even an IP DCN, it's really an IAB, Internet Architecture Board, which has explicitly said that these cannot be included. So they were referring to that and saying that we should not be proposing things which are similar to punctuation marks. The third item was, as was discussed, that the GPs presented that there are 38 code points which are out of MSR3. That seems like a large list, because normally there may be one or two marginal characters. So they were very eager to get a list of these code points to see, you know, how many of these really need to be addressed. And the reason, the background for that is that actually IP is currently reviewing MSR2 to develop MSR3. So they would really want input from all the GPs who need these extra code points to include, you know, to consider them for inclusion in MSR3, the next revision. So they really were asking the GP to review that list and then send them the list they think should be included as soon as possible, so that they can include that in their revision for MSR3. So those were, I think, some of the main highlights. I'm not going into the details of the feedback they gave on the principles, because we already have a written form of that feedback with us, so we can just go and review that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarma. We are now passing. We have spent all the time which is for this meeting. It is five. We are late. We should five more minutes. Sorry for my language. It is evening. There is just one note from my, which I gave about next meetings, and Max said that he will chair the meeting on the November 21st. We have a very important family gathering, so I couldn't chair, and it will last the whole day. And that's all for today. And is there anyone who will say who would say something, although we are late now? No person. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for joining this meeting. So we have done everything what was planned. We made a few agreements and conclusions. And see you next, most of you next Tuesday, when we shall have generation panel meeting. This is on the 14th of November. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And bye.
Mariana, would you be
yes.
available for a quick chat after this?
Of course. Do you want me to?
Okay.
I will be on Skype.
Okay, so we can chat
to...
also.
Yeah, we can be,
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.